We're going to be visiting with Valentine Chamber Director Dean Jacobs, who's glad to see it cool off because he's already thinking ice fishing tournament, right?
I am thinking ice fishing tournament, actually. That's true.
Well, let's get through Halloween first, all right? So Moonlight Madness is coming up this week, right?
Right. Coming up here on Wednesday, the 19th, we'll be helping 6 to 9 businesses. We have 7 different locations that are going to take part in the murder mystery.
Who gets murdered?
Well, we don't really know yet. It'll only be a mystery when it starts taking place on the 19th. So,
yeah. So you got to get all that put together yet then. You're still working
on that. Yeah, we've got all the clues and we've got all the possible culprits. We just need people to go narrow it down and solve the mystery Wednesday night.
Okay. So what time does that get started?
That's going to go from 6 till 9. They'll be able to pick up the, you know, stop in any of the locations that are going to participate. All of them are on Main Street except one. That's Humdinger's, and they're over there on Hall Street, obviously.
Yeah, not too far off, just a block off.
Right, so they can pick up their cards at any one of those locations and get to each one of the locations on there. Again, there's only 7, so people should be able to do it pretty easily in that 3-hour stretch. And go to each place, get the clues, solve the mystery, and then leave your card at one of those locations. And we'll do a drawing the next day for the big $250 in Chamber Bucks winner.
Yep. So whoever solves the mystery, if there's more than one, then they all go into the bucket to get drawn out for it.
Exactly. Okay.
So Moonlight Madness, and I know there are several businesses that are participating in Moonlight Madness special, so we hope people will come downtown Wednesday night and check that out.
Looks like it's going to be a decent evening. You know, we're in October, so it could be a heck of a lot worse than this.
Oh, yeah. I think as we get later on in the week, it starts to warm up back to like 60 or something.
Yeah, at least into the 60s, so, you know, cool October night, it should be a lot of fun.
Hey, cool October nights. Maybe that's something we should.
Yeah, right.
Something new for you to work on.
Cool October nights.
So, what else is going on with the Chamber of Commerce other than Moonlight Madness?
Well, yeah, I mean, our plans are in place for throughout the course of this year, and then on into next year. You know, we have holiday preview then coming up on the 20th of November. That's Sunday, November 20th, and we'll be doing the card again, the holiday punch card, and they'll be able to pick them up on that Sunday. But again, they'll have all week to go to each one of the locations on that card, and then same premise, turn it back in one of those locations. And then on Small Business Saturday, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we'll do the drawing during the Parade of Lights.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we did that last year.
We did. We've done it for a couple of years now.
So I talked to Eve on Friday, and she said they think this will be the last Parade of Lights on Green Street.
Whew, that's
good.
And
then go back to Main Street now that we'll have that done by next year at this time.
Right. So. Yeah. So, I mean, we didn't think we were going to have any parades on Main Street this year. So that was planned far in advance before they knew where we were going to be, that we would be this far along for the Parade of Lights. So,
but you've got enough of Main Street done, you can have the kitty parade.
Yeah. So we're going to have the kitty parade on Halloween. We're going to do the kitty parade from First Street, then on down to the City Library where Scare in the Square takes place. So we'll do that at 4 o'clock on Monday, October 31st.
It's the tradition, right?
It is the tradition. We're not messing with the kitty costume parade.
No, you'll start down there at First and Main by Heart City Drug. Line up. They never listen to you.
But no, it's like herding cats, but it's worth it. It's
a lot
of fun.
Do you ever get a bullhorn?
I think of that every year after I'm out there yelling at kids to try to get them lined up. It's hard to get them to do.
I think you need a bullhorn. I think you need to go talk to the emergency management director, Matt Sandoz, and say, I need to borrow a bullhorn for these kids' parade.
I need to just have Dana pack one in there for me when I get to the to the beginning of that. She can get me the bullhorn and we can go to work.
You could have her park her police car like crosswise in the street to hold everybody back, and you could get on the microphone and have her turn on the PA speaker thing. And
right. We could pretend like it's a hostage situation.
No, let's not do that.
All right.
Let's not do that. So, all right. So
it's going to be fun, though.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun to see the kids in their costumes, and then they'll be turned loose on the town for trick-or-treating.
Yeah, then they can go trick-or-treating on Main Street. And, of course, then they'll have Scare in the Square, a lot of little games for them to do down there with prizes and candy and stuff down there, too. So it should be a fun time for the kids.
I heard a rumor that you were involved in some kind of a ghost tour at Centennial Hall.
The Reluctant Ghost Hunter.
Is that the name of the show?
That's the name of my show. I think I'll start a show like that, the Reluctant Ghost Hunter. Yeah, we're going to do this. Is a fundraiser for Centennial Hall. We're doing this with Viero, in conjunction with Viero, and then it's October 29th, I believe, for $30 a person. We're only going to do 5 at a time, and we'll take people on a tour Five-person tour there, and it's going to be just like when the investigations go on. So it's not going to be a bunch of stories when we're inside, but stories can be told before we get inside.
Are you going to elaborate on your experiences?
If they want me to, I probably will.
Keep the bullhorn.
Yeah, I might need the bullhorn. We'll see. So anyway, that's going to pay for windows. We're doing a fundraiser to help pay for windows for Centennial Hall. Okay. Yeah. So we'll do that on that date, and we'll have, you know, I think we'll only have like four or five tours available at $30 a person. So if you want to get in on it, you got to let us know in advance, because it's not going to be a last-minute thing.
Yeah, I probably should get a hold of somebody from Centennial Hall and talk to him about the windows project. I mean, maybe somebody out there would want to donate the money to replace a window or something, and then you put a little plaque on it that says,
yeah, right,
in memory of somebody or whatever. But
well, I suspect those windows are very expensive. Oh, I don't know the price tag on them, but those are big windows, you know. So when they've got to keep them, because it's on the National Historic Register, so they have to keep those in the theme of what
it's got to be the same shape and size, and that they can't just square them up and and make them whatever.
Yeah. They can't just get Steve Kerr to go over there and put windows in.
Although Steve would do it.
He'd probably do it. I mean, they got to get the right windows.
Stevie could do it.
But we got to get the right windows, I guess.
So is it just one night for the ghost tours, or do you know?
Yes. Yep. Okay, it's a one night. It's a one night thing. And like I said.
All night long from
dark we'll start at 8, and then the last crew will go at midnight. So.
Oh. So the midnight one should be a premium.
That should be a premium. They should charge $50 a head for that. Help pay for those windows. It's all going to pay for the windows. So that's the only thing the money's going to go for.
And the ghost stories are thrown in for nothing.
The ghost stories are free.
Okay. Dean, thanks for coming in. Anything else with the chamber?
No, we're going to get going, and with the other stuff, I mean, we were joking about the ice fishing tournament, but we're seriously already working on the ice fishing tournament right now.
That last
weekend in January, Friday and Saturday, we'll do the rules meeting in Calcutta, and then the Saturday will be the tournament out at Merritt.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Dean Jacobs, Valentine Chamber Director, has been our guest on this portion of the comment program. In fact, that's the comment program for today.